Hello.
Hi, Bill. It's Nadine. Sorry I missed your call. I was in a meeting.
Oh, it's okay.
So I was returning your call from Local Splash.
Yeah. So I guess we'll just move forward with this.
Okay. So you got both emails that I sent you, right, Bill?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. So what we're going to do is we're going to set up your account, and after setting up your account, we are going to schedule a client interview. Now, the client interview will be with one of our technicians. They're going to go over, you know, more details with you as far as, like, your keywords, the areas that we're targeting. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads and the website as well. Okay.
Okay.
So, and we'll schedule that at a time that's going to be convenient for you. We typically block out an hour, but it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer, just depending on how many, you know, questions or details you have. Okay.
Okay.
So now, is your first name William and you go by Bill, or it's just for the account purpose? Okay.
Yeah, William. Yep.
Okay, and then, but we'll call you Bill, okay?
Yep.
And then your last name is spelled K as in kite, E as in Edward, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, Y as in yellow, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, the phone number that clients will contact you on, this is the number that we will be listing, as well as the number that we can contact you on is 484-767-8771. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, we are going to request for Google to send out a PIN code to you. It will come in the mail. It's going to look like a postcard. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map, okay? What address do you want them to mail it to? Because they'll send it by mail.
Yeah, you'd send it to 4499.
Uh-huh.
Kimberly Court, like the first name.
Yeah.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, 18020.
Okay, and I'm assuming that that's your residence by chance?
Yeah.
Okay, we are going to hide the address because we do not want it to appear on Google.
Yep.
And then now the company name should read as Clean Out Services. Do you want the LLC included or without?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's, you know, it's really your preference. We just want to make sure that where we're listing you, that it's uniform, that your company name is the same across the board. I think on your Home Advisor, Angie's Leads, you have it listed. So do you want to keep it like that?
Yeah, keep it in there.
Okay. All right. Now, for the billing, the card that you'll be using today for the payment, is the card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay.
Just my name, not the business.
Okay. Is it just, does it only read as William Keeney, or is there like a middle initial?
Yeah, I think it comes, hang on, let me pull it up here.
Okay. No worries. Take your time.
Yeah, it says Bill Keeney on the front.
Oh, it says Bill Keeney. Oh, okay. So it doesn't have William on there? Okay.
No. Yeah.
All right. Oh, you got to do it that way then, huh?
Yeah,
my
Everything
dad's name is Anthony.
Have...
Yeah,
oh,
he goes by Tony, but
Tony.
He has to put Anthony on everything. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, all my other cards have William. This is like the only one that they put Bill as.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Not a problem. And then is it the same billing address as the address that you provided for the PIN code to be mailed to? Okay.
Yep, same address.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American
Express?
Visa? Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, it's 4269.
Okay.
3801.
Mm-hmm.
3472.
Okay.
9940.
And expiration month and year?
725.
And the CVV code on the back?
317.
Okay, I'm going to repeat the numbers back to you just for accuracy. 4269 3801. 3472-9940, correct?
Correct.
and it expires July of the year 25, and the CVV code on the back is 317, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Bill, I am going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. And the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we do not typically advertise. Now, what it's going to do is going to outline our service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing along with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you do not understand, just do me a favor, Bill, and just stop me. Say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it, and then I will rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Clean Out Services, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
William Keeney, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Bill, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, please be aware, Bill, that you might get a call from another company trying to sell you another type of product. They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you for more money, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And I just want to explain this as well. Now, we're not saying you can't do additional marketing anywhere else. We're just saying that before you do, Bill, please give us a call so that we can ensure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 18th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be charged on August 18th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $249. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll be updating the package, and then I'm going to process the payment, and you'll be receiving your receipt in the next couple of minutes. But before I do that, I am going to send you 2 text messages right now while we're on the phone, and please let me know once you receive them. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to send you, I believe you did receive my contact information the first time, but I'm going to resend it anyways just because I like doing things in I like doing it, you know, so I don't miss anything, put it that way.
Yeah.
I like doing it over. So I'm sending you my contact information right now via text. It's going to have my name with my number and extension. Now, do keep in mind, I am the lead on the account, but I always like to provide my information, okay?
Yep.
And then the second text that I'm sending you is going to have the number to our client support. Anytime that you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service, which is the client support number that I just sent you. Now, if you're going to cancel, okay, or put your account on pause, that is the number that you would call, you would just hit the number 8 when it prompts you to put in the extension or, you know, who, the department you're trying to reach. You would just hit number 8, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then let me do this. Now, how does your schedule look for tomorrow? Because I do want to set up your client interview that is at a time, you know, that will be convenient for you. Do you prefer something in the morning? The earliest appointments I would have would be 10 to 11. The latest would be 6 to 7. So any time I give you is based off of your time. Okay.
How about Wednesday?
Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah. Can we do that?
We can. Is Tuesday not a good day for you? Because here's the thing, and I want to explain this. The sooner we get you through your client interview, the faster we are moving, put it that way, because
okay.
They're basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. So once that happens, you know,
okay.
We're getting everything going. So if Wednesday
okay.
works best for you, we can
no,
do
well,
that.
Tuesday, what time after 5?
Let me tell you, yeah, Tuesday, in fact, I believe I have an appointment available 6 to 7. Let me take a look here. Let me see. The latest appointment I have for tomorrow would be 6 to 7. You want that time?
Yeah, let's do that.
Awesome. So I'm going to also be sending you a calendar invite for your client interview. Okay, now they're going to call you tomorrow between 6 and 7 o'clock. They're going to call you from an 877 number. So please
okay.
make sure to answer all calls within that hour. And they'll call you a couple of times, you know, before they even reschedule it. Okay, now
okay.
you're also going to receive as well a friendly reminder an hour prior to your client interview. They'll send you a reminder letting you know that it's coming up. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then let me do this. And then we're just going to go over, you know, a couple of notes. They're just going to be
basic notes.
What was that?
I have one question.
Go ahead.
Do I need to have anything with me for that call?
Nope, because they're just going to be basically re-verifying the information that you and I verified. They're going to
okay.
be going over, like, your keywords. So you don't even need to be in front of a computer. Right.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. yeah. They'll just
I'll be at one of my cleaning accounts, so I'll just take a
right.
break while I'm there.
yeah. And basically, what they're going to be telling you is like, okay, these are the keywords. These are the areas you want to target. This is the company name. They're just like kind of crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. They will tell you as well, Bill, like, okay, so this is where you're going to send the pictures to. They're going to talk to you about way more in detail, but again, you don't need to be in front of a computer, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Now, are we going to be targeting both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
No, for the cleanouts, most of my business was residential.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, people are selling their houses and,
yeah.
you know, I'm the guy they call at the last minute when they need help getting everything out because they're going to close in a week and they still have a bunch of junk in there. And,
yeah.
you know, so.
Got it. Okay.
I come in the last minute and, you know, save the day and sweep
right?
up.
Right. You're the hero when they got to get it out. When it's like
yeah.
said and done, I just need it gone.
yeah. They're
okay.
at the point where just get it out of here.
Okay, so some of the keywords, now, do you like to be listed as junk removal as well, or hauling, or what do you want me to notate on here for you?
Good question. like residential property cleanouts.
Okay.
Inside and out.
Inside and out? Okay.
Inside the home, outside the home.
Okay.
And then, you know, maybe put junk removal secondary, you know, like.
Okay.
I don't want to start getting calls for.
Yeah, people wanting you to come and pick up all their junk.
And stuff like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's what I do. I basically haul all the junk in the garage, you know, they want to get rid of,
right.
You know, so.
Right.
So it is junk, but on the other hand, you know.
So I'll put residential clean outs, estate clean outs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, can we massage this over time? Like if.
Absolutely. Yeah. At any time that you want to do updates, you want to add more keywords, you want to change them, you can do that at any time. It does not cost you more. Okay.
Okay.
So you can do that at any time. All right.
Yeah. All right. Good.
All right. And then, let's see your Facebook page, your personal one. Are you listed as William Keeney or is it Bill?
It is listed as, what is it listed as? William.
William? Okay.
Yes.
Do you know what your profile picture looks like? There's a couple of Williams that are coming up.
I don't have a profile picture.
You don't? Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm pretty bad with Facebook. I barely use it.
That's okay. My mom's on Facebook all the time. Sometimes I think she's on it too much. She lives on Facebook, and it's just like, oh, my gosh, I tell my brother, why did you get her started on that? Yeah, sometimes she's just like, if we check in, like, oh, having dinner, my mom's like, oh, it must be nice. You didn't invite your mother. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, oh, boy. And I had to tell my husband, you need to stop tagging me. Please stop tagging me. My mom's getting upset because I didn't invite her out to eat. Yeah, I talked to her earlier this morning. She goes, oh, yeah, I'm still here. And I'm like, sorry, Mom. You know, I'm so bad at being in touch with her all the time. I'm busy, you know. And with the grandkids and all, and she's like, oh, did you forget you had a mother? And I'm like, no, I didn't. That's why I'm calling you. She's like, I'm still alive. I'm glad to hear that. You've answered the phone.
That's funny.
Okay. I'm going to still try to see if I could find it. If I can't, then the technicians will help with that. So just in case, because I'm not finding you. It could be maybe you have your settings pretty private, but all notated in there. And that's okay. It's just because we want to make sure that your Facebook page for the business, because we created through your personal one, so this way you still have access to it. We want you to have that access as well. Okay.
Okay, but no one's going to be able to see that from the.
No. I promise you, they can't see your personal Facebook page. Anyone that sees your business one, because it won't be linked like that. It's linked in a way so that you have access to it, but they're not going to see your personal. I know we talked about that, you know, with the, you know, you're trying to stay under the radar with your business, right?
Yeah, you know, but you know, the good thing is my son is William Keeney Jr. So
you know what's funny?
If anybody ever says anything, I can just say, oh, that's my son.
Is business. Is he married?
No.
Because I saw one there. It said, well, this one says William. Then that wouldn't be him. But there was one that came up and it was almost the same name. And I said, no, I don't think that's his. Yeah. I see a William Keeney, but they spell it with an E at the end.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And that one's in Allentown.
It says Will Keeney with an E.
Yeah. William Keeney with an E at the end.
I gotta check my son because I remember I looked at his Facebook thing one time and it was spelled different. I'm like, why are you spelling it differently? I don't know because he doesn't really go on Facebook.
Oh, he doesn't?
So
okay.
No, he's like,
no worries.
And all this other stuff.
Now, you do have a couple of pictures, I believe you mentioned.
Of what?
Of any work that you've done Any before and after pictures?
No, we haven't really talked about that.
Okay. So I'll tell them to kind of, you know, just use some stock photos in the meantime. But, you know, what would be helpful is, like, if you took, like, a before picture and then afterwards of everything that you cleared out, I think that'd be really beneficial for you, you know?
I've actually got to clean out my own garage, so maybe I'll do that.
Well, do that. They're not going to know what that is, your garage, but that would be good, a good start. Now, what about a company logo? We can create one for you. It's included. It doesn't cost you more. Would you like us to build you a business logo?
Well, I have an idea. Like, I did some local advertising here in, like, this local key newspaper that you send out every Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
I can send that to you, and you can take a look at it and let me know what you think.
I came
up with the idea. I penciled it. I drew it, and then I sent it to them. And then I guess they have some graphic artists that put it together, and it looked pretty good. So maybe I think I have the ad upstairs. I'll take a picture of it and show you.
Okay, perfect. And you guys, so I'll put here that you do have one, and then they can let you know if they could work with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay,
there shouldn't be a problem. And then, now, what about the domain? Were you able to look into that, or?
I haven't had a chance.
Okay.
I'm going to do some digging.
I'm going to put might still have his own domain.
Yep.
Might still have his own domain. So, yeah, if you get an opportunity to check that out, you can let them know tomorrow. Okay.
You know, I think I got a little card in the mail saying it was going to expire this summer or something, and I'm like, oh shoot, I don't know what I'm doing with it, but I can dig that up. I should be able to dig that
perfect.
Up.
Perfect. Yeah, not a problem. Because I mean, if you still have it, we would like to use your domain as long as it's a GoDaddy and not a Wix domain. Okay.
Yep.
Now you do get an option. This is an option for you. We can provide you, and it doesn't cost you additional. We can provide you what's called a tracking number. So they don't actually see your physical phone number on there, like your personal number. They'll see a tracking number, but that tracking number is actually linked to your phone number. So when they call that tracking number, it rings to your phone. The tracking number comes with an app that you can download on your phone. Okay, so it allows you to see your calls and your messages. Would you like us to put the tracking number, or do you want to keep it with your phone number?
So you have to obviously have the app if you're going to be able to track
right.
It, right?
And I believe, do you have an iPhone or an Android?
Android.
Okay. So I'm going to say no for the tracking number because I know right now that app is only available through the Apple Store, through the iPhone. I'll put no for now, but if in the event we then have the app where it's applicable for the Androids, then that way you have that option. Okay.
Okay.
It'll still be available to you. Now, no licensing or insurance is required where you're at. It's just a question I'm asking. It's not a requirement for Google.
What? That I have?
You're not licensed. Yeah, licensed or insured, anything like that.
Oh yeah, I have insurance for the business.
Okay. Awesome. And then, what are your hours of operation that you want me to list? This could be phone hours. You could just put 24/7.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's
just
totally
general hours. Yeah.
Yeah, just general. I would say phone hours. I mean, typically when you're available to talk is what I would say.
Yeah, I would say I'm up early, so I would say 7 a.m.
Do you want to put like Monday through Friday, like say like an 8 to 5 or 8 to 4 or something like that? Or Saturday?
No, you can do 24/7.
24/7? Okay.
Yeah.
At any time that
you... That way might give me more calls, you know?
Yeah, and that way, if let's just say you want to change that later, just let us know again. We can make the changes. Now, what forms of payments do you accept?
Yeah, I was just looking into that. Right now, cash and check.
Okay. What
I'm
about Zelle?
I do have Venmo.
You do? Okay. Do you want me to add that?
Yeah, and I'm also looking into like this contactless payment you know, for your cell phone, you just plug in the thing and they just tap your credit card.
Oh, you know what's a good one is, the one that I would look into is Square.
That's what I have in my hand right now. Take payments, get paid fast. Square.
It's really good. It's a good one.
I was just reading. I got this in the mail today.
Yeah, when I had a catering business, Bill, I used to use it for my catering business.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's like little fees, right, that come along with either, depending on the card, if you're doing it, you know, contactless, if you're doing it with where you're running their card, like you swipe it. I believe there's even like a little, I know when I had it, I just manually put it in, but there's, where you can, like a card reader, right? So I would look into it. I liked it when I had it, and it's really simple. Like even when you do your taxes, it gives you the breakdown of what you paid in fees, how much, you know, you charged in cards. So it's a good one to look into. If you start accepting that, let us know so we can update it under your forms of payments. Okay.
Okay.
In the meantime, I did put cash, check, and Venmo. Okay. Now, just a few more things I wanted to go over with you. If you take a look at either your emails, or your text messages, I know you got quite a few. The one that I need you to look for is it'll say initial invoice. Okay, we sent it to both your email and via text. Mm-hmm. It is a copy of your receipt. It'll start off by saying, Dear Bill Keeney, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay.
Let me know when you see that there, because I'll need you to open it.
Oh, okay. Hang on a second.
Okay. Take your time.
And when was that sent?
It would have been sent, you might have gotten one that said welcome. It would have been after the welcome one.
Okay.
And it'll say initial invoice. I know you probably got several of them. Yeah. After that, did you get, there'll be a welcome one.
Invitation, there's also, there it is.
That's, okay, the invitation, that's for your client interview. So it might have been after that one. It'll say initial invoice.
Okay. Welcome to Local Splash.
Is that
it?
No, it might be after that one.
I
told you got several of them.
I think had a calendar. Hang on a second. Where is that?
One has a calendar invite.
Okay. Yeah, here it says Tuesday, July 19th, between 6 and 7 p.m.
Yes, that is your calendar invite.
Yep.
And then it might have been after that. It'll say initial invoice, and it'll start off by saying, Dear Bill Keeney, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay, here's one. It says, please click here to accept the
subscription
terms.
Yes, that one. That one's it. So you're going to click on where it says, click here to accept your subscription terms. Now, it's going to take you to a page that'll say at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. You see that there?
Yep.
Okay. Do me a favor. On that page, you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom. Okay? It's going to ask you to type in your name in the signature box. But before that, you're going to see a little box right above it to the left, and right next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So by you clicking on that box, Bill, you're saying that it is your name on the card that you provided, and then you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads there, Bill Keeney. You don't need to put the date because it's already populated there. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Now, when you do that, let me know. The next thing you should see, it's asking you for a username and a password.
Okay.
You let me know when you see that.
I got it.
Beautiful. So, save your receipt for your tax purposes. You know that marketing is a write-off. And the username and password, this link that you're looking at right now, this is where you would go in to view your reports, to track your results with us, okay? Oh, right okay. Now, we don't have your username and password because they are going to create the customized tracking and reporting system for you. So in 5 to 7 days, you'll receive another email with this link, a username and a password, and you can actually update the password to a password of your choice, okay?
Okay.
So I wanted you to see this part. Now, the last thing I want to go over with you is the timeline. So reminder, tomorrow is your client interview. They're going to call you from an 877 number between 6 and 7 o'clock, and you're going to receive a friendly reminder an hour before your client interview, okay? Now, within 6 to 10 days, if anyone gets the mail before you, let them know that you're waiting for, it looks like a postcard, okay, and it's going to say Google at the top. It's your PIN code. Now, that's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So you're going to get it in the mail within 6 to 10 days, okay?
Yep.
So let the anybody know that gets the mail, it's not junk mail. Don't throw it away, okay?
Yep.
And the technician will also go over it with you as well. Now, within 5 to 7 days, Bill, we're going to have you listed within all the popular directories, you know, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, and so forth. So those will be up and running within 5 to 7 days. Now, within 5 to 7 days, you're also going to receive your login credentials to start going in and tracking your results with us. To 14 days, your Facebook ads will be up and running. They'll be live. And your website's going to be completed. So we will send it to you to review first before we have it go live in case if you have any changes. Okay? Now, as I had mentioned to you earlier, with the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. Again, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I've seen it many times where it's happened sooner. So it's very important that once you get that PIN code, you provide us the PIN code. And the technician will let you know how you could either call it in to us or you can text it to us. They'll give you the different ways you can get the PIN code to us, okay?
Okay, good.
And we'll also send you notifications, you know, to keep you in the loop as these things are being processed and completed. So we'll let you know, when you're in the Facebook ads, the directories, on the first page of Google. We're going to keep you in the loop, okay?
Alrighty.
All right, and I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And, Bill, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
I did have one other question. In the payments, you said it was $348, the initial payment, right? But I, did you say it was for 2 months?
So what it is, it's a 2 month verbal agreement, right? You pay
monthly. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we don't charge you the 2 months up front. Yeah. So your next payment is going to be August 18th. And that's when you're only paying the $249. You'll automatically be charged the $249. After that, that's your second month of the verbal agreement. From there, every 18th of the month, you'll automatically be charged $249. It just continues to go month to month. Now, let's say you want to discontinue services, right? Your billing is always going to be on the 18th of every month. So you want to make sure that you call at least 3 business days before the 18th to cancel.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if the 18th lands on a Saturday, right, but I always like to at least let you know so you're aware. So if the 18th were to fall like on a Saturday or Sunday, I would recommend calling by no later than that Wednesday, you know? So this way you have that time. But, you know, like you said, I mean, as long as you're making money, you know, and you're making back what you've invested and more. I mean, as long as you're making a profit, I mean, no one ever cancels on profit. But again, you would just call us 3 business days, okay?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, this sounds
all
good.
Right.
This is kind of exactly what I was looking for.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm so glad. I mean, I'm glad we called you, right? The stars were aligned.
Yes.
All right, Bill. Okay, well,
perfect.
Listen, you have yourself a beautiful rest of your day. All right?
All right. Thanks, Nadine.
Thank you. You're very welcome. You have a blessed one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.